The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you here from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, live today. Oh, it's the 17th day of January, 2011. And I have Ron McDonald with us, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Way of Toxic Currency. How are you doing, Mr. McDonald?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, John?
Well, not bad. How's the fries?
The fries are doing excellent. Absolutely excellent. A little overdone, but they're still good.
But by the way, did you tell anybody you were the half-brother of the McDonald brother that got bought out?
No, I didn't.
That you were left on the short side of the so-called bun?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Well, you know, generally we start out the week and we're fresh in our minds the latest assault on liberty and freedom in your pocketbook from the week prior. And this is the program that kicks off, you know, this. We do you every Monday. And I got to thinking about this. And what kept hearkening in my mind is we don't get any respect. And I remember Rodney Dangerfield. You know, a couple of days ago on a program, I played an old clip from Johnny Carson. It was Buddy Hackett. Funny guy. And he was on the Johnny Carson show reminding people of a story, a joke. And it made the rounds in the internet simply under the heading, this is how to tell a joke. And I thought, the more I got to thinking about this, you know, our burdens are heavy. The responsibilities, I mean, we're assuming the responsibility for those that won't take the responsibility for themselves or maybe can't even think. But there's one thing that is constant in the universe. Speed of light, space has no air, sky's blue, water's wet, and humor is funny. And the reason why it's funny is because there's always an underlying element of truth to it, and that makes it funny. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know what? You know, maybe we should do the Monday program starting out a little bit differently. So I had an idea. Somebody had sent me something that I thought was rather thought-provoking and started bringing up different topics and, well, how it reflects, and it's all pretty much current. And I thought, you know what? We can always take a few minutes for a chuckle. God knows I don't have the opportunity to laugh too much. Because people, you know, I had a conversation with a guy today that, unbeknownst to me, I thought he was cruising along in life and he was doing fine. And, well, he calls the office here today and he talks to my wife. The guy's got less than a month to live. And I'm like, whoa. So I called him and I had a conversation. You know what? He's as okay with death as he was with life. How we treat death is at least as important as how we view life. And here's the thing. The old saying was, well, there's two things you can't do anything about, taxes and death. Well, no, I can always run away from the tax guy, but you can't run away from death. That's why they don't put luggage racks on hearses so you can take it with you. The Egyptians believed that. As they crossed over, they got to take their gold and their goodies with them for the next life. Well, it doesn't work that way. So anyhow, we'll start this program off the right way when we get back from break. By the way, on Thursday's program, I'm going to have Kurt Newby on, and this is the guy that has progesterone cream, which has helped me immensely. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron, we talk about, so many different items here. Most of it to the people that know how to support their psyche out there. It's depressing. So, for you fine folks, you know, I couldn't be finer if I was in Carolina right now. We're under sunny skies, temperature 65 degrees in Texas. Yeah, but don't worry. They're nice. They don't come back on me in the dregs of summer. You know, the dog days of August. Down here, there's been a conversion to Christianity like you would not believe. For people that come in from other climes, they think they're halfway to hell here in Texas, so they get religion real quick. You know, economy, yeah, you already know about that. How bad is it? How about this one? Jury duty is now considered a good-paying job. Or you always used to get the things in the email, you've been pre-approved for a credit card. Well, now what they're doing is they're pre-declining credit cards as they send them out. So you don't have to reply to it. You've already been predetermined and pre-declined. African television, I'm sure you late-night people that sit there and stare at the boob tube because you're either insomniacs, you're scared to death, or you don't know what to do with yourself. You always see these things of feed to children in Africa. You know, what they don't tell you about this is that they created problems by instituting mass giveaways of food, and everybody wants to feed the hungry. Who likes to see a starving child? Well, there's that old adage. I think it's an old biblical thing about, you know, you teach a person how to fish rather than giving them that fish every day. You give the man a fish, he won't starve for that day, but you teach him how to fish, guess what? He now has the means to, you know. But down there in Africa, what they would do is pile up the plates with the food and get the families healthy, and they'd have more babies, and all of a sudden the support and the food would disappear, and you got starving and dying people all over the place in Africa. You know, hey, well, down there, Ron, they're starting to run on African television. They're now sponsored American Child commercial. That's how bad things are in this country. and in reference to the aforementioned, you're of McDonald clan that got bought out.
Yeah.
Walked into McDonald's the other day, and the Mexican kid behind the counter asked, "Can you afford fries with that?" McDonald's is now, you know, and if you notice, and I'm not joking about this, if you notice out there, the contents of the packaging of the food, the net weight is going down. Rather than raise prices, what they're doing is actually carving the amount of stuff that's in there that you used to get. Looks like the same packaging, looks like the same stuff, but it ain't. I mean, it really isn't. So, you know, McDonald's was famous for selling the quarter pounder. I remember years ago, Johnny Carson quipped on one of his monologues, and I saw it, and I thought, you know, how the heck does this guy not be sued? Well, he was sued because one night in his monologue, and this is when McDonald's was bragging that, you know, we're not even going to do millions anymore. We're selling billions of hamburgers worldwide. And he said, that's great for a company that sells all those burgers and they only used 100 pounds of meat. So what's McDonald's going to do now? Well, they're now selling the quarter ouncer. You know, for you people out there. Angelina Jolie, you know, just read in the tabloids, I kid you not. She's got her seventh child on the way. Well, Angelina Jolie, she just adopted a child from Canada, which, you know, I'm like, well, good for you. She's finally going out there. Are they white babies in Canada? Or are those seals? Anyway, doesn't matter. This guy that I spoke to you about that I'm having on the Thursday program, He's the guy that's dying of cancer, and he doesn't expect to last another 30 days. And I had a conversation with this man for almost an hour today on the phone. And I'll tell you what, I'm having this conversation with this guy, and I'm going, you know what? I think, Kurt, you and I ought to do a radio program. Because we talked about many different subjects. We talked about religion and what happens to you after you shuffle off this mortal coil and all of those different things. I mean, the guy has been around 10 years longer than me, but what I started to say at the top of the program is there's one thing guaranteed in this life, and that's that you will die. Now, how that happens, you know, the song keeps ringing through my head, the old Blood, Sweat, and Tears song. You know, when I go, I just want to go naturally, and when I die, I just want to go, you know. Well, he's got cancer, and that is not a very comfortable thing, and it's very painful. But this man, you know, he listens to my program religiously, and I do that pun tongue-in-cheek. But he knows me well enough that he can listen to the program, and he can tell when people are intentionally trying to press my buttons, and he just sits back and waits for me to go off. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, I learned, I got imprinted with that from my 5'1¼", full-blooded Sicilian Italian mother. And I said, she would take stuff and take it and take it and take it until such time she couldn't take any more. Kind of like the old Popeye thing. It's all I can stands because I can't stands no more. She didn't eat spinach, but she Popeyed us all right. And the way you knew she was going off, it was like an alarm clock. I kid you not. She would get an empty steel pan or a steel pot with a wood spoon, and she'd start banging on it. And when that banging stopped, you'd better been in hurricane lockdown mode because you're going to get blown away. And the way she dealt with it, boom, she'd blow up. A few minutes later, it's like, what's wrong with you? It's the way she dealt with her anger. So she kind of imprinted that on me, you know. So, you know, we all have little traits from our parents, do we not? So, you know, I know of the subject matter we deal with, and it is not easy for people. And we all want the right thing to happen, and we all want it right now. We want it yesterday. You know, life is, you want the miracle? The miracle is right now. The miracle is right this very second. The mere fact that we are alive is the miracle. You know, and he put it in such a way that he talked about, you know, if you doubt something bigger than yourself, why don't you go lay out in the field some night and just look up at the sky? And my retort to him was, you know, we're a sentient beings that have just climbed out of whatever, and we're able to gawk around and go, wow, look at that. And then to ask questions. But I don't know where this came from, that we need to be spoon-fed and we need to have the permanent emotional tampon inserted into our brains at all times. That we've been taught that a little bit of pain and a little bit of strife and a little bit of uncomfortableness is something to be avoided at all cost. It's part of life. There are no guarantees in life. It's a damn miracle you're even here today. And every single second of every minute of every day of every month of every year that you spend on this planet, it's a freaking miracle. That in itself is worth preserving. Forget a form of government. Forget a form of how we deal with each other. Just take that one little microcosmic thing called life. That unto itself is a miracle. And for those that say that they want to preserve life, really? Then why are you not doing so? Why are you going along, getting along with those that don't give a capital S with a hit about you or about life? You know, these are the deep philosophical questions that people should be asking themselves, not who's voted into office in 2012. This is this gift. It's a one-time shot. Not to be repeated. No, I don't think you even get to come back as a goat or a sheep or something. No, I don't think you're going to be reincarnated, neither. Ron, it's just, I know that you're not a shallow person. There are people out there that are about as deep and as about as clear as mud puddles. But you've gone down the rabbit hole of life. You've given it a lot of thought. You know, I'm not one of these people that get caught up in the day-to-day grind of things, and I just, you know, people's main lament at the end of their life is, well, it isn't the things that I did I regret, it's the things that I didn't do. All right? Make out your own bucket list. You know, I shocked a young lady at a bank down here. Young lady, nice. I said, did you see that movie with Jack Nicholson and what's the black actor's name that played God in a movie? I said, the bucket list? I said, I saw it in another one, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. Andy Garcia was in that one. He said, you know what, basically the same thing. Make yourself a list of 10 things that you want to accomplish in your life. And if you get half of that list, or maybe 6 out of the 10, man, that's one hell of a life. But a lot of us are just out here bumping around. We think we know what life is. We think that our duties and our obligations and families and babies and paying mortgages and this, that, and the other, that's the mechanisms that have been set up. It is the very essence of all of this. It's called life. Holy crap. By the way, there's one good upside to this. You know, people are broke. They can't even afford flashlight batteries. Maybe it could be why women are having sex with their husbands and their boyfriends more often. They can't afford the batteries. Oh, did I say that? We're out of here. Break time. 3 minutes. We'll be back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back, 800-313-9443. We're going to get into the subject matter today. Yeah, I already did that. He's in a bad mood. Somebody stole his iPhone and doesn't want to give it back. How the hell does that happen? Wait a minute. Can't the feds track those things? I'm sorry, why don't you say that F word a little louder so the audience can hear? What? I know you're a little angry about this. I'm sorry, what? Oh, you don't want to talk to the feds. Oh, okay. Well, can't we whip out our own off-the-shelf technology, triangulate, and go get this guy that... Didn't he communicate with you that told you that I'm not giving you your phone back to you? You know what? How big's that iPhone? Is it bigger than your hand?
No, I have a large hand.
You have a large hand. I'm glad everybody... Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I ran into the guy, I guarantee you I'd find an orifice in his body that was a little bit smaller than that, and I'd try to insert it. Yeah, in the eye socket or up the nose. Or in the ear. Yep, yeah, there you go. Whew. Rand in New York City. Hello, Rand.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, I was leaving Austin last Friday, coming to New York,
uh-huh.
And I was getting on the plane, And standing right behind me, I turned around, I looked at this guy, and he was casually dressed, a Hispanic character, and I said, many people tell you you look like Chief Acevedo. And he kind of smiled and says, yeah, I am Chief Acevedo. I went, oh, really? And he goes, yeah. And then a guy right in front of me turned around and saw him and kind of reached over me and shook his hand. Hey, Chief, how you doing? So somebody else recognized him, and the guy, and he said, and I realized it was Chief Acevedo.
Okay, for the listening audience that doesn't know who Chief Acevedo is, tell them.
Well, he's a police chief of Austin, Texas.
There you go.
So, at any rate, I looked at him, and I said, I introduced myself, and I said, so are you going to New York? And he goes, I'm stopping over there. And I said, he goes, I'm actually on my way to Israel.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And I said, I said, you're going to Israel? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to Israel with a delegation. And I looked at him and I said, what are you going to do? Learn how to bulldoze houses down? and he looked at me like he didn't hear me. You know, like he was just looking at me like, I didn't hear that, you know. But I just want to let the people of Austin know that they're police chiefs over in Israel, and what the hell is our police chief doing in Israel? He said he was going over there with a delegation. Yeah.
That's,
you know what? I mean, I bet you anything, it's probably got something to do with, you know, how to further control everyone, you know, because, I mean, the airport now, man, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, I played a gig there on the main stage last Wednesday. I'm a musician. In fact, he used to play my song,
Well, I'm glad
New
you're
World
not,
Odor.
I'm glad, hey, Rand, I'm glad you're not a stripper, because you know what? The economy's so bad, they're now throwing rolls of pennies at the strippers. A lot of them have gone to the hospital. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, I had to take my bass guitar through the, you know, go through the security thing. First thing you do when you get there, they make the musicians who are playing there go to the office, and you have to give them your driver's license. They scan your driver's license, and then they give you this badge with your name on it so that you can get through security without having, you know, boarding passes and stuff.
Yeah.
But you still have to go through all the, you know, the checkpoints and screenings and all that kind of stuff. And they ran my bass guitar, you know, through the screener and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, there were two guys that do nothing but stand at a podium looking at you. And, you know, I mean, I was just in there, you know, I'm just a musician, you know. I had my bass guitar. It's obvious I was playing there and stuff. And they're sitting there looking at you like they want to rip your heart out.
You know,
just like this vibe they give you. Like, and I was just thinking, you know, I mean, it was only 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago. I remember going to Mueller Airport in Austin and buying my ticket cash and walking out, and the jet pulled up on the tarmac, and we walked out, and they rolled stairs to get up. Just in such a short period of time, your freedom of travel has changed so ridiculously. It's like, man, I mean, you know, it's just like they're pulling it off, you know, they're taking over.
Yeah, hey, Rand, not to keep going on here, I'd like to hear more about your exploits, but ironically, funny you should call into the network today, because I had my webmaster post a story yesterday, and it was describing the Democratic Assemblyman. He's a representative from California's 44th District. You know, after this little, you know, who's to blame and who got plugged and for what reason happened in Arizona. He came out with his, fresh back from Israel, by the way, he came out with his little version of AB 144, which would ban the open carry of firearms in California. And as it turns out, this is part of the Jewish Public Affairs Committee that is sponsoring this stuff. And if you'll hang on through the break, I'll tell you exactly what they are doing, that Mr. Alvarado, whatever the hell is, Austin PD, you know, enforcer of the realm, not ours, but theirs, is really up to. So if you hang on a second, Rand, we'll let you and the listeners know exactly what they're up to. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, Rand dropped, but I was going to tell him that they have regular trips, and these are sponsored by the Jewish Public Affairs Committee. They're running politicians through there like whatever goes through that goose. And each year, these JPAC members, they sponsor state legislators and other people to bring them in and give them a unique educational opportunity to learn firsthand about Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the Middle East region. I guess if you're the cops, you get to go over there and figure out how you can kill people when you don't want them around. These legislators visit various historical sites and meet with their counterparts in Israeli government to discuss shared challenges and best practices to learn about Israel. You know what else you learn about over there? Homeland security, bioterrorism, environmental practices, multiculturalism and education, and the political system, among other issues. Jeez, is that a loaded agenda? And these JPAC, now they admitted that they promote and help pass measures brought to JPAC by way of the ADL, which them and their Southern Poverty Law Group have been elevated to cabinet status because, well, they need their expertise because Janet Napolitano needs the propaganda arm of it. And of course, we've got to support Israel and, of course, the Zionist-occupied government that we have here in this country. So all this makes sense. So the ADL, or the Anti-Defamation League, for decades has been advocating stricter gun control measures across the United States Over a decade ago, they boasted on their website that the Anti-Defamation League has reaffirmed support for gun control initiatives designed to make it more difficult for extremists as well as children to acquire and use guns and other dangerous weapons in this country. Well, all weapons are dangerous. That's why it's called a weapon. But isn't this amazing? To be taught by the very people that are practicing their own brand of Holocaust on the Palestinians? And if they really wanted to be justified, Ron, in their actions, they'd allow the Palestinians to arm themselves with little six guns so they could go in there and just wipe them out entirely. You know, forget this piecemeal stuff. If you're going to subjugate a population and you're going to rip a country out from under them, come up with a good reason for doing it. All this stuff has been wishy-washy. I don't know who their PR guys are, but they suck at their jobs. Do I still have Ron, or did he die?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can now. Did you have his pot pulled down? Well, he wasn't talking. What? How do I know if he's talking, if his pot's not up? Oh, okay. At any rate. Yeah, any big surprise here?
No, no. And I recall the same thing with happening with Ethiopia. You know, they were a backward country, and they went into battle, I guess it was with England, and it was like destroying a third world country.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know,
just new names.
Well, the one way that you do this and you sell your product or your program to the American people, you just buy out the media and use that as your propaganda arm. That's the way it works. You know, it's amazing to me that people around the world are more up on Zionist and their activities. They're nefarious, and I'll use that descriptive term. They're nefarious operations. People around the globe know more about that than we do here in this country, and we're the ones that are supporting these damn fools in Israel. I mean, people over there, there's a very quiet but very distinct divide happening in Israel right now. Because with their daily lives and busy being Jewish, they didn't notice that the criminals had snuck in the tent and stole their namesake to propagate their own kind of brand of stuff. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
I hope I haven't done anything to irritate you lately. I've been trying to be clear to people that just because they call themselves Jews and they call this nation state Israel, and for some reason they call it a blessing to do exactly the direct opposite. The prophets of old repeatedly rebuked and chastised and reproved Israel for her wicked self-righteousness and lawlessness.
You mean they're outright, you know, here's the people that are against hate and all that other stuff.
Supposedly.
But they're the biggest racist on the face of the planet.
Well, yeah, the thing is that I think we need to distinguish that there are anti-Zionist Jews who actually met with Ahmadinejad. They said we had no problem with him. He had no problem with us. You know, when people keep saying how anti-Semitic these people are in the Muslim world, I'm like, well, why don't we take this up with the 25,000 Iranian Jews that are peacefully coexisting with their Muslim neighbors? And that's when their jaw drops and I'm like, where did you get that? Well, you know, many truths will reveal it, like they, you know, I mentioned earlier today that I got Fox News, they sent out these little short news blurbs that officials said that there was more than one shooter regarding the Gifford thing. And it's like, you know, they'll disclose the truth, but they don't, when they mention it and move on, that's usually something that you got to lock onto because that's pretty substantial. It's when they pound things over and over again.
Right.
Like, they always make a big deal of thousands and thousands of dollars of rockets being fired, but how many times do they emphasize how few casualties have resulted? And then they make it sound like they're being targeted at civilian population centers. It's like they're targeting empty fields, if you could call it that, because Katyusha rockets don't even have a seeker head, nor do they have any kind of, you know, you could say that a Zuni, which is, you know, it's a rocket that's fired from those big tubes are on the side of an Apache helicopter gunship that you maneuver the vehicle to where the you know, it doesn't have a seeker head, it's just, you know, has a consistent trajectory where you can fairly predictably shoot it, and it's going to hit whatever you want to hit.
Right.
But you can't target a Katyusha. And I keep hearing, oh, they're firing all these rockets. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, but why is it you always leave out how few casualties you've had? And, you know, and I was talking with some Palestinian Christians about how I was under the impression that they're firing them. You know, it's like, well, we got your 14-year-old daughter, and for now she's safe as long as you do what we tell you. And they're firing these rockets mainly so that Israel has some kind of propaganda to claim, look, we're just defending ourselves.
You know, it's amazing to me. You know, next I'll hear out of the propaganda channel that the Arabs now own the media in this country.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'll tell you what, Helen Thomas, she gave a speech here just recently. This is more recent than the last one she gave, but it was to an Islamic group, and she flat out told them, look, the reason why the Zionists are in control of the government, I mean, she went through the laundry list, and she was just flat out honest about what's going on. This is why they feared her. This is why she was set up with that little interview, so they could bounce this whole woman out. I mean, she's 90 years old. My God, she's only got a few more years on the face of this planet. But it was what she represented. She was a potential flashpoint or a danger, so they had to get rid of her.
And she's actually Semitic in that she's a Lebanese Arab.
There you go.
And I try to say, look, this is where they're playing games with words. Just because, you know, I'm opposed to hypocrisy and self-righteousness, duplicity. Those are the things I'm opposed to. And you know where I'm most zealously opposed to it? If I'm guilty of it myself. And like I say in my gospel message, if I'm going to cast the first stone at somebody for being an error, I'm going to take a rock and throw it straight up in the air while praying, God, please knock some sense into me. Because if I'm wrong about something, I want to know about it now. I don't want to stand before God and then realize, oh, crap, I was preaching error.
Yeah.
I want to know about it now.
Yeah.
But, of course, I want people to also be humble and gentle in how they present it. And, you know, that's where I think that we need to be clear to people. I know what you've been told. You know, I know that you've been led to believe that bin Laden was responsible for 9/11 because accusation is proof, especially when you hear it authoritatively and repeatedly. But here's my counter. Either we should indict bin Laden, because there actually is a body of evidence that predates our invasion of Afghanistan, unlike that video that we were told was bin Laden. Or we should indict the criminals and in the government and in the media that flat out lied to us and completely avoided the fact that they've got no evidence at all supporting their claims.
Well, and
there's plenty of evidence, it just doesn't point in the direction they wanted to
go
in.
And here's their dilemma right now. Their dilemma is that old bin Laden will never be brought to trial because it's real hard to set a corpse on the stand and get testimony.
From what I understand of Muslim burial rites, they're not concerned. Unlike our Western, where we embalm and all like that, in their culture, they prepare the body to return to the earth from which it came. Actually, a lot along the lines of Genesis, from dust to dust, ash to ashes.
Right.
And so, are there even any remains at this point, given the Muslim burial rites? And my answer is, I doubt that there'd be anything that could be identified. So here we are, just like... And I try to be clear to people. It's like Aaron Russo was a Sephardic Jew, and God rest his soul. And on the other hand was Nick Rockefeller, who is the counterfeit. Now, you know, how clear can I be? How emphatic do I have to be? Our problem is not with Judaism. Ahmadinejad said that at the UN. The problem is not Judaism.
The problem is Zionism. And he's made that clear, and the Jewish-owned press in this country saw fit to take that statement, and many of his statements, the one most infamous, is that Israel needs to be wiped off the face of the map. He said, He said Zionism.
Well, actually, the source that I know of off the top of my head is mujca.com/Iran rumor. I think maybe .htm. MUJCA is Muslims United with Jews and Christians, and basically people of the book against this fraudulent war. And that article explains, here's what he said in Arabic, and if that all those gibbles, all those scribbles mean nothing to you, here's what it is transliterated. this is how this breaks down. And in the same way that the Soviet Empire vanished from the page of history, the regime, and the word in Farsi is regime, it means the same thing as our word regime. It should vanish from the page of history. Well, Soviet Empire dissolved peacefully, by and large, and that's what he's talking about, is the dissolution of a political entity. He's not talking about even doing violence to the criminals that created it. And so I try to be clear to people. I know what you've been told. You know, don't tell me what the media has told you. I'm already there. I've already heard it. But as a point of discernment, when the media pounds on something over and over and over again, you need to be asking the question, what are they actively avoiding telling you?
Right.
They're avoiding telling you that if you bother to check out what they're saying, like, oh, they refuse to acknowledge Israel's right to exist. It's like, well, that's not a complete statement. What the complete statement is, they have said consistently for decades, we will acknowledge Israel's right to exist when Israel acknowledges Palestine's right to exist as an independent, autonomous nation with a right to control our own borders, control our own resources, and be left in peace. And, you know, there could be gradual stages, and the main thing is they need to transition from a blockade to a quarantine, because they won't allow the Palestinians to get the things they need, like cement. They can grind up their own aggregate to make concrete, but they need the cement dust to rebuild.
Right.
They don't allow that. They don't allow the things they need, yeah. And they allow them things that they have no need for. And it's like, you know, why do you get to decide what they get to have when we're not talking weapons, we're not talking munitions, you know, and even cutting off the power to where the sewage equipment wasn't working properly and the streets were getting flooded with sewage. And it's like the Palestinians are having their water stolen from them, and it's going to these Zionazis, as I call them, because I try to be clear. There's people, I don't know if you're familiar with Gerald Kaufman.
Okay.
A-U-F-M-A-N.
Mark, yes? You know doggone right well, if I leave you unchecked, you're going to go for the next hour and 10 minutes.
All right, God bless you, sir.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I don't address the other thing, which I'm not going to mention, that if it's addressed at all, it's addressed appropriately. But
yes.
Like I say, some other time, I'll shoot you an email about a hypothesis I have, okay?
All right. Sounds good. All right.
God bless you, sir.
Gosh. Yeah, and he's in... I, for sanity reasons and for, I don't know, there's, by the way, Ron, what's going on with your headset? I keep hearing a rumble.
Maybe it's a heater I have in the room. Let me see if this here, how's that?
Why would it be grumbling?
It's not grumbling. I didn't know if that was affecting it or not.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'll let you know.
All right.
At any rate, I am getting flack here from not the Restore the Republic. That's the Gary Franchi thing. Yeah, it's the other people that were associated with Sam Kennedy. And I'm getting heat because a talk show host on this network has one of these people up with a newly formed, same old rehash of the same old stuff. And there is an FBI, a full-blown FBI investigation going on with these people. Several talk show hosts have been interviewed that are on this network. I wanted to know, are you part of this? And I'm having a real problem here because I know what these guys are about. And they're making wild claims that they can't back up. And I'm going to be castigated. What's going to happen here has happened in the past. I'm pitted against the listeners to the network. Well, why aren't you doing this? Or, you know, because I'm not stupid, because I've been doing this for 20 years, and I know if the FBI crawls up my rectum with a microscope, they're going to bring the rest of the boys with the shiny badges and guns as well. Yeah, just to make sure that we're no threat, and hey, have you paid your taxes? And, oh, by the way, here's the IRS people, and by the way, and for the sake of numbers... there isn't anything worth anything. Am I afraid of the FBI? No. I've fronted these people off several times when they've been doing interviews with people over the years going, do you listen to the Stadtmiller guy on shortwave or do you listen to him on the internet? One of these guys I caught, and I called up the agent. I said, why are you dropping my name? Well, I didn't do that. I said, do you want me to bring them? I, I said, I've got three-way. Would you like to give me the... I'll get the person that you went and interrogated for hours on end and scared the living snot out of them, not only you, but the BATFE and everybody else. Would you like to... Would you like me to get him on the phone with me? Well... And then he tried to shift gears. This was the time that the anthrax things were mailed over to Washington, D.C. Well, what do you know about that? I said, if you're an honest FBI guy, I said, trust me, you're never going to find the answer to that because your higher-ups already know the answer to it, and they ain't going to tell you. This is going to leave you stumbling around out in the field, jostling and harassing everybody when they already know who mailed the anthrax letters. I said, why don't you check with Fort Detrick and forget the guy and quit draining lakes here? That ain't the guy. You know what? They didn't appreciate hearing from me, but I'm not afraid of the FBI. I could give a crap less about them. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
You know, I don't know if these guys realize this when they steal somebody's phone, especially these $400, $500 phones now that'll do everything except wash your windshield. This guy, I'll tell you how dumb he is. This guy, he went into the guy that got the phone stolen, he went into the phone records and he saw a phone call that was made about 10 o'clock this morning and the number that it called. So I just called him during the break and I go, hey, this number that was dialed to you. He said, well, I get a lot of missed numbers. I said, well, it may not be missed. It may be an association or somebody that you know or whatever. And I said, I'm not interested in pressing charges. I just want the phone back. And these guys don't get it, that there's nothing transparent in this world anymore. And if we can track and trace somebody, what do you think the government can do? They just put a big red bow on it and slap it with patriotism and good dose of Jesus, and off we're running. Johnny in Illinois. Hello, Johnny. No? Okay, hold on one second. Who do I got? I've got feverish fingers punching buttons on keyboards. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hey, John. Hey, Ron. How are y'all today?
Pretty good.
Sorry I asked, John.
That's just okay.
Just kidding.
It's okay. Go fly a kite. No, just teasing you, man. Just teasing.
I love it. Listen, I just really wanted to echo your caller, Rand,
yeah,
New York, in case he has any curiosity behind what he's noticed. There's actually a name of a program for this program of training our top cops over in Israel, and it's called JINSA, and that's can be found at a website called JINSA.org, J-I-N-S-A. And for Mark, who also called earlier and talked about mistreatment of the Palestinians, well, it's really no different than the treatment of Americans, is it?
That's right.
Except the strategy is slightly different. They're murdering us off in other ways. They're fleecing us economically. They're going to send all of us into the poorhouse. And in the meantime, they've been very good at controlling food and poisoning our bodies, you know, where we're actually trusting of people like lawyers and doctors and policemen and judges and teachers. And, oh my, the sheriff and our U.S. military, these folks that just all now follow orders.
Yep.
We have to ask ourselves if there's anybody today that takes an oath, whether they're in the Congress, they're in the executive, they're on the Supreme Court or in the judiciary, if they're in any branch of the military, the cops or the sheriffs, do any of them realize how much their real role is that of an useful idiot?
Well, and people just don't get it. I mean, and they will not do. What they do here, Lark, is they depend, even though that they know the mainstream media lies through their teeth at them, they're not the least bit interested to find out and go down that rabbit hole as to what's the agenda behind this and why are we being lied to. I mean, over in Europe, it'll get you investigated and sent to prison if you're a Holocaust denier. And over here, all they have to do is paint you with the hate anti-Semitic smear. They got two different parallel campaigns going on, all amounting to the same thing, to try to stifle and intimidate those that would question what the hell's going on. It's amazing. Do I still have Lark?
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm going to break, so I won't be here. Do you need to be here after the break?
Not at all.
Thank okay,
you,
then. All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Lark. 800-313-9443. We're going to get into Soros. The United States must stop resisting the orderly decline.